Good morning, everybody. It's Isaac in the morning from 95CKNB. It's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's Wet Nose Wednesday. And joining me, as always, from Restigouche County SPCA, is Pam. How are you doing?
Hi, Isaac. Good morning. Great to be here.
Yes, and you're also coming off of a very successful weekend of a yard sale.
Oh, my goodness. Isaac, it was unbelievable. It's just beyond our expectations, for sure. There's so many people to thank, everyone for their donations and incredible community support really contributed to the yard sale on Saturday. It was amazing. There were some really great bargains, and I really should give special heartfelt thanks to the special board members who worked for it. It took weeks and weeks to gather the articles. The Port of Beldune donated these carry bags that were just lovely, and also the volunteers who worked tirelessly through the entire day. It was amazing, and they really attributed to making it successful. Really, the animals benefited, and I'll say thank you on behalf of the animals because they can't thank themselves.
Well, there you go then. All right, thank you on behalf of the animals from Pam from Restigouche County SPCA. And it's amazing also, just considering the fact that this was a yard sale that was delayed by 1 week, so the fact that you were able to have a great turnout like you did, that's awesome to hear about.
Oh, it was amazing, and it was a fun day, and there was lots of fellowship, and just the community support was wonderful. As they have shown us in the past, they came through again, so big thank yous.
And speaking of the SPCA, they're also looking to hire, are they not?
Yes, we have an opening for a full-time shelter attendant. We're looking for someone who's mature and someone who could be a self-motivator and loves to work with dogs and cats, of course, is the primary thing. Basically, the job consists of working with the team that we have to clean and care for the animals. It is a full-time job, so it's 35 hours a week. We have some on-call duties as part of that. The nice thing is we get medical benefits. They'll come into effect, I think, after 3 months. It's a pretty sweet job if you really like to work with dogs and cats and want to learn a little bit more about how we do our job there at the SPCA. Applicants must have a driver's license, and bilingualism would be an asset. The deadline for the cutoff is Friday, July the 23rd, which is this Friday. So be quick and send your resumes by email to treasurerspca@bellalliance.net.
There you have it. There is the information that you need to know where to send your resume if you're interested in this position. And as always, thank you for being here on the show today, Pam.
Oh, it was great. Nice to talk about such uplifting, great things.